Baruch, we're speaking about some of the halachot of tefillah. Sometimes it happens that while a person's praying, gets confused a little bit. Sometimes he spaces out, dozes off, whatever it is. And now, in the middle of the Amidah, you're smack in the middle and you don't realize where you are. You're misupak. What's the halacha? So the Ben Ish Chai brings this down, B'Shem Chaye Adam. He says a very interesting halacha. We can break it up as follows. Let's say you get confused in the middle of the Amidah. You know, there's a certain bracha that you for sure said. You know there's a certain bracha that you for sure haven't said yet. And now you're in the middle of a bracha that you don't know whether you said. Let's say, for instance, you know for sure the last bracha you said is atachonin. You're not sure, you know for sure you didn't say selach lanu. You're not sure if you said ashivenu avinu toratecha. You're stuck right there. What's the halacha? Do you start off, so you certainly don't go back to atachonin because you know for sure you said that. Do you continue with selach lanu because you're mesupak about ashivenu? Or do you say ashivenu since you're not sure if you said it? On the one hand, if you say ashivenu since you possibly did say it, what about safek brachot la'akel? Says Agon Ben Ish Chai, B'Shem Chaye Adam, that you must go back not only to the bracha that you know for sure that you didn't say, but you have to repeat the bracha that you're not sure whether or not you said. What's the reason for that? He says, yes, in spite of the safek brachot la'akel, which tells us maybe not to say that, but if you don't say that bracha, it's possible that it's possible that you didn't say it. So if you don't say it now, every subsequent bracha that you're going to make in the Amidah becomes a bracha levatela. Therefore, before you continue, you have to go back and rectify that, even at the expense of one safek bracha levatela, because not doing so can cause many more safek brachot levatela down the line, because the brachot of the Amidah are me'akev zeh. You need all of them, and you need them to be in order. So that's the moral of the story, is to try to keep focus during the Amidah. But inevitably, if a person does get befuddled during the Amidah, at least you know what to do.